Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, you're listening to a best of Montana Talks.
All right, I tell you what, hold your phone calls for a little bit here. We got a great guest, great couple of guests joining us here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. 9 o'clock hour of the show, we'll have the phone lines wide open for the entire hour. But great to be with you here this morning. It was crazy. I just went down to refill my cup of coffee before we kick off the program here. And as I'm, walking down the hallway, I run into the great Paul Musthaven. He's on the country station in Billings, Cat Country 102.9, one of the breakfast flakes. They've been on the air now 36 plus years. And just very briefly in our quick refill the coffee conversation, he says, oh, man, he says, this crazy decision. Well, first off, he said, we just handed it to Lori McKinnon. The Montana Supreme Court Justice Lori McKinnon, who was the lead on this crazy, outrageous decision out of the Montana Supreme Court, saying that minors can get an abortion without parental consent. And he says, he told me, he said, this brings parents' rights and the debate over parents' rights to a whole new level. And boy, was he right. Hey, let's start there. We've got Kendall Cotton, the CEO of the Frontier Institute, in the house with us. And, Kendall, parents' rights and options for parents is exactly something we were planning to talk about this morning, not necessarily regarding abortion, but regarding education. But, boy, it all ties in together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And, the Supreme Court, I think this is another example of the Supreme Court having this, what our constitutional law fellow, Jim Ramlo, we were just talking about him, he calls it a two-tiered system of judicial review, where our Supreme Court has decided that there are preferred rights, like abortion, in our Constitution, and there are unpreferred rights, like property rights, like free speech for kids on college campuses, Second Amendment, things like that. And that's not exactly how our founders, in America set our country up. And that's not okay. I think that's something we seriously need to address.
Yeah, you mentioned Jim Ramlo, and that's a familiar name. Apparently an attorney in the Flathead, and he's on one of these select committees that the legislature has got put together to focus on this judicial overreach taking place in Montana. But apparently he's one of your fellows as well, so helping you with a whole host of topics.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jim's doing a deep dive into the Montana Supreme Court right now. And really, we're starting with an educational perspective. We're trying to diagnose what's going wrong. What is the philosophy that's driving these judges who are making these decisions to overturn all of these good bills that are getting passed by the legislature? And it really is driven by a flawed philosophy of the role of the courts and a flawed interpretation of our Constitution that's trying to get at a certain outcome.
Well, I know, what was it, several months ago now, or maybe it was even last year, the time just runs together anymore, especially in an election year, but Frontier Institute, along with several other partners, the Montana Family Foundation, I think our friends at Americans for Prosperity Montana and others got together, did a big kind of education freedom conference here in Montana. Well, he's got a new project that they're launching this week. So we'll start there with Kendall Cotton, the CEO of the Frontier Institute, right after this quick break right here on Montana Talk. So we'll talk about parents' rights in education, new tools available for you, and much more.
Securing America.
The security of the U.S. southern border remains a key campaign issue and a point of debate between the two parties. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday saying that despite lower numbers of illegal migrants crossing the border, communities in that region are still in danger, citing recent FBI action.
They scooped up dozens of these criminal gangs via the anti-gang task force. So in many cases, Americans are less safe because of this.
He says the policy should be simple.
If somebody comes over illegally, they immediately get deported.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine pushed back against criticism that the White House has not been securing the border.
The Biden-Harris administration has removed more people from the United States, about 4.4 million, than any administration except the second George W. Bush administration, which came in at about 5 million.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Liberal Senator John Tester pretends to be just an everyday everyman, but yet he's racked up over $1.2 million in restaurant bills at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. You know, I'll tell you what, that's why I'm really glad I went through Billings' last diet. Because, you know, man, I got back from my last deployment. I was putting on the pounds and couldn't get them off. And, you know, the thing is when you get in that lifestyle where you just eat too much, it also gets to be really expensive, especially with the John Tester Biden inflation that we've got going on right now. So thanks to Billings' last diet, not only did I lose 33 pounds in under 3 months, I've kept it off 4 years later, but I'll bet you I've saved a lot of money. I've saved a lot of money where I'm not just going to get fast food because I feel like I need to eat right now. You save money, you lose weight. But more importantly, it's about your health. It's about being around for your kids and your grandkids. Check it out. It's the program that works. BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751.
This is a huge story that is now getting national attention, but we broke it first at MontanaTalks.com. It's a report by a student athlete and a student journalist at the University of Montana in Missoula. A dark money group supporting John Tester was offering up paid political endorsements to student athletes, but some of these women rejecting the endorsement deal because Tester voted to allow men in women's sports. That story, MontanaTalks.com. There.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, great to have Kendall Cotton, the CEO of the Frontier Institute, in studio with us here. Before we get into all the big news of the day, news of the year, election stuff, and more, first off, tell us about this new project that you're launching this week.
Yeah, we launched a new project this week called Ed Navigate. And, you know, this is an effort because in the 2023 legislative session, we have passed tons of school choice options for parents this year that are becoming effective this year. And so parents are starting the fall semester this year with more education options for K-12 education than ever before. So we put together this project called Ed Navigate to provide resources to parents to help them understand all the options that are available to their kids. You know, help them find how to homeschool their kid if they want to. All the charter school and charter program options available in Montana. Also looking at, you know, private schools around them. And then also, like we were talking about, get to know your rights in the public schools and the options available to your kids there. Because there are more options now. We have open enrollment policies. We have partial enrollment policies. There's lots of flexibility, thanks to the legislature. So this website, ednavigatemt.com, is a place that parents can go to learn all about education in Montana. They can find out about the options. You know, if they're considering where is best for their kid, they can go explore all those options. We also have an interactive map where parents can type in their zip code, find all the private schools, public schools, you know, homeschool co-ops by them. So before now, really, parents in Montana, I mean, at least in my experience, they've been getting most of their information about this stuff from Facebook groups. So yeah, we tried to put this all in one place.
Homeschool groups or like you say, Facebook groups, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, I had first heard one of the coolest angles I had heard on school choice recently. I think I was at the Black Pot Distillery in Belgrade. We did an event there with Owen and his great team. And I think it was a school teacher that is a school teacher in Bozeman, but lives out in Belgrade or Manhattan or something like that. And they said, school choice is awesome for us public school teachers, which kind of catches, you're kind of taken aback because, you know, the radical left-wing teachers unions hiss when it comes to anything school choice. But school choice isn't just about, hey, you got a kid that's being bullied in public school, you want to pull him out and put him or her into a private school or a Christian school or something so they feel more safe, more protected. It's also about like, hey, you're a public school teacher in the Bozeman schools, but your kids actually go to school in Manhattan or Belgrade. Well, you want them to go to school where you teach at, and they can ride into school with you and be a part of your school community. And so school choice also helps them. And that's an angle that you just don't hear about, but all of which can be included on this Ed Navigate type page, right?
That's right. We also have resources for providers. So if a teacher is interested in starting a school, I mean, that's the big popular thing right now is micro schools, little one-room schoolhouse sort of situations with like 12 kids and just one teacher. So that's a really popular thing that's rising up in Bozeman. There's even some here in Billings. And teachers can do that on their own if they're entrepreneurial. And if they want, they can go find resources on ednavigatemt.com. They can go book a consultation. Cheryl Tuscan, I think you know Cheryl. She's been a great parents' rights advocate. She's leading this project for us. And providers, parents can book a consultation with her if they're not sure where to start. They can talk to somebody real in person who's been through all of this, and she can connect them with options and point them to resources that can help them start a school. We have everything that you need to get started right there.
You talk about micro schools and kind of the new trends, the new buzzwords in education. It's funny, I had coffee with a friend, actually, that I first met in Dubai, of all places. About 12 years ago, I did a live radio show and a series of reports from Afghanistan. So I actually went over as a civilian. We flew into Dubai, then flew into Afghanistan, commercial air, everything. But one of my grandma's friends in eastern Montana said, hey, you know, I've got a niece or something who lives in Dubai. She works in the education system out there. Say hi if you can. Well, this gal taught in schools in like Alaska, in Kalispell, in eastern Montana. Her and her husband had a ranch that straddled north, you know, South Dakota and Montana. And so she was telling me how, you know, at one point in her career, she worked in a one-room schoolhouse. And when you work in a run-home schoolhouse, you just naturally have to get the job done because you have kids of all ages. And so she said, so you'd have to have kids get together and work in groups, and the older kids would be helping the younger kids, and it was more interactive, and it created more community, and it just worked. You just did what you needed. You did the common sense thing because you didn't have any other option, right? She said, now you have these, you know, million-dollar consultants that are charging a bunch of money, coming up with all these buzzwords to do what we just did because it just made sense in a one-room schoolhouse.
Right. Yeah, I don't think people realize that literally anybody can start a school in Montana. You can start a private school. There's no registration or, like, licensing. There's no government regulations that are come down on you. Literally, anybody can start a school if they're motivated enough. And there's resources out there. You don't have to be, like, a trained educator. If you're, you know, an engineer or you're trained in mathematics or something like that, you can teach the math side, and you can go pull in other resources to help you teach the English side. There's ways that you can do this. And the vision is that, you know, somebody should be able to start a school from their garage, you know, like a startup, and grow it from there.
Yeah, and man, that person starting a school from their garage could be a guy that's had a garage, that's had an auto body shop, that actually knows what he's talking about, that's actually done it for a living and worked it for a living. And that's the teacher, teaching shop, right? I mean, we just got to break down these walls and these barricades that are preventing common sense and education now for so many decades.
Yes, and the big thing now is that we have the funding following the student. So this year, one of the new education options is these savings accounts for kids with special needs. So if your kid has special needs, you can get up to $8,000 from the state to pay for private school or micro school or whatever.
Very interesting. Just for kids with special needs, right? See, because I'm of the belief that every kid has special needs, right?
Yes.
And you've got a little bit. You'll see every kid is different. Every kid has a special need. Now, might be a kid with, you know, autism or cerebral palsy, or maybe it's just a kid that doesn't want to sit down for 8 hours a day, right?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The Senate never permitted remote voting or proxy voting like the House of Representatives did during the pandemic. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending the right of Congress to permit voting by proxy when members are absent. In a brief filed in federal court by former Attorney General William Barr, McConnell says he is personally opposed to proxy voting. But citing the Constitution, McConnell says the House and Senate have total authority to determine how they conduct business. McConnell's position puts him at odds with the vast majority of House Republicans. However, in February, a federal district court judge in Texas ruled that the House's use of proxy voting violated the Constitution. The judge ruled that the Constitution requires a majority of members be physically present to conduct business. The ruling, if upheld by appellate courts, threatens to unravel large and complicated legislative packages adopted with decisive votes cast by absent members. McConnell said establishing such an ironclad restriction would be debilitating for Congress and threatens its ability to conduct business. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Oh, man. Kendall Cotton and I have been BSing during the break here. And because I was kind of thinking, I was like, where should we start next? Should we talk about this crazy, insane ruling out of the Montana Supreme Court? Yes, we should. Yes, we will, especially when we get into the phone calls in the 9 o'clock hour. But heck, if you want to jump in on the conversation right now, I mean, Kendall can cover any topic under the sun. The Frontier Institute, covers not only educational issues, economic issues, and more. And certainly they've seen firsthand the insane decisions coming out of the Montana Supreme Court and the crazy overreach, which is yet another reminder of how important these elections are and why so many people are supporting the Sons of Montana. Wilson, to quote the Tom Hanks movie, Dan Wilson, one of the great candidates for the Montana Supreme Court, and Corey Swan's son, candidate for Chief Justice, Iraq War veteran, several tours overseas. Unlike Tim Walz out of Minnesota, Corey Swanson actually went to a combat zone time and time again. But actually, let's start there. Kendall, you and I were talking a little bit about the Senate race during the break and the 2024 elections, and you said a line that I had heard recently here. It's crabs in a bucket. It's crabs in a bucket. And, man, we see that not only is it a great debate in America right now, we see this front and center in the U.S. Senate race. Your organization is about economic prosperity, economic freedoms. And the people that really don't like Tim Sheehy and like John Tester are the people that hate success and that despise other people being successful. I ran into the great Ray Thompson, and his lovely wife, LaDine Thompson, was playing the piano at Sykes Diner on Sunday morning. And Ray came up to me and he said two fascinating things. One of the things he said to me is he said, we conservatives and we Christians, we like to see other people succeed. We love it when other people succeed. We love it when our friends succeed. That really is a key difference in this Senate race. They despise the fact that Tim Sheehy came home from serving his country overseas as a Navy SEAL and became successful. They despise it.
Exactly. Now, that's if you dig down, that's truly what this is about. It's about almost this envy of others. And it is a hatred for people who are successful. And underneath that, it's a hatred for capitalism. I mean, it goes right down into that kind of socialist mentality that others can't be rich and be successful. And I just think that that's absolutely backwards. In Montana, we should think that Montanans can be as successful as they can be. I mean, we can compete with other states. We can have billionaires who are born and raised here or start businesses here and create the next Apple or Google or whatever the big business is going to be. We should want that for Montana. And, the criticism that's leveled at these folks like, Gianforte and Sheehy, who built businesses in Montana and became successful here, we should celebrate that. We should not be trying to drag them down.
Yeah, it reminds me of actually a really funny clip. So we do a talk show. We take phone calls, right? And that's part of the fun. That's the best part of the show. In fact, we got a caller on the line. We'll get to here in just a second. Have you heard of this Charlemagne guy? He calls himself Charlemagne the God.
Oh, yeah.
But it just sounds blasphemous to me, so I'll just call him Charlemagne if that's okay. But black radio host, not only in New York City, but he apparently takes calls from callers across the country. He was very critical of Joe Biden, old Sleepy Joe. But now that Kamala's the candidate, he's like carrying the water for Kamala Harris. Let me see here. I can't play the whole thing without getting permission first, but I can share some brief excerpts. This guy calls in from Tennessee and starts going after Charlemagne for carrying the water for Kamala Harris. Because this caller is like, anyway, let me just play a portion of it for you.
Why do y'all think we disrespect them? What we disrespect them?
Right, Charlemagne, you be tap dancing like a world, man. You gotta cut that stuff out, bro. Hey, is you on Kamala payroll or something?
Kamala?
Hey, man, cut it out, bro. Like, for real,
the Kamala? You mean Kamala?
What? The coonery you be doing, you gotta stop. And I thought you was my OG.
So may I ask you a question? Hold on. So you calling up here yelling and screaming at me about MAGA, but I'm the one tap dancing?
Hey. What's wrong with making America great again?
All right, anyway. And then it goes on. Eventually, I just love this caller. Man, you crazy than a mug, man. Charlemagne says back to this caller from Tennessee. He says, what did, something to the effect of, he says, what's wrong with make America great again? And then Charlemagne pushes back a little bit and he says, what's America ever done for your black ass? And the caller responds to Charlemagne. He says, in 2016, I was making over $100,000 because of Donald J. Trump. I'm not making that kind of money right now. It is just funny because this guy is literally carrying the water for the Democrats and Kamala Harris when black voters in particular have been some of the hardest hit by Democrat policies. It's fascinating.
Yep. The Democrats want us to believe that right now, with their rhetoric, that Montanans can only be poor, they can only be unsuccessful, they're not wealthy, they're not people who can, you know, rise up and own a second home or whatever. And I just think that that's absolutely wrong, and it's dangerous mentality. It's that crab in the bucket mentality. What is Montanan? I think Montanan should be success, it should be wealth, it should be everything that we can imagine it to be.
Well, and you know, I got no problem with Justin Timberlake, you know, as long as I got my suit and tie. You know, he and Jessica Biel, it's Jessica Biel, right?
I can't.
Anyway, they bought a big house in Big Sky, and John Tester back in 2015 was, you know, groveling at their feet. Hey, welcome to Montana. You're going to love it here. Oh, but a military veteran is able to be successful and get a place in Big Sky, and he gets attacked by John Tester. And so, like, whereas for me, as a military veteran, as a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, I love nothing more than to see success from our fellow veterans. And with all these Hollywood celebrities and these financial investors from Chicago that are buddies with Rahm Emanuel and these APR wackos that are buying up our land and having places in Big Sky, man, it is so great to see a military family get a place in Big Sky for a change than these Hollywood celebrities that are propping up this fake phony John Tester.
Exactly. We should be supporting our own. Absolutely.
That's right. Hey, definitely want to talk more about this radical decision by the Montana Supreme Court yesterday. Not just the leftist mob on the Supreme Court, but even McKinnon, Lori McKinnon. Wow. Stockholm Syndrome. Jim Rice. What the heck is wrong with you, man? I know you got Trump derangement syndrome, but this allowing minors to have a major surgical procedure, to have an abortion done without the consent of their parents? This is insane. Some would say straight up evil. We got Tanner Smith calling in from Lakeside. Tanner, great to hear from you.
Great to hear you too, Aaron. It was good seeing you at the rally too. That was a good time.
Yeah, good seeing you and Jim Riley as well.
That's right, yeah. And Kendall Cotton, keep up the good work. I just want to tell your listeners that people need to change the way they're thinking because they're giving their power away. I would like to remind everybody that the Supreme Court just issues opinions. They have no law enforcement mechanism. So, you know, I would like to see pressure from the executive branch through nullification of unenforcement with these things because it's getting to the point where we need to push back. And just remember that these are just judges' opinions. It's a piece of paper. If the executive branch and we the people say, no, this is what we're doing, and direct your local law enforcement to uphold the law is what we need to do. And that was the main premise for me running for governor. And now we see another thing come out of our Supreme Court where you're going to have 15, 16-year-olds going against what their parents' wishes are. And it just dovetails in. I just want to remind your listeners that judges just issue opinions. They have no law enforcement mechanism other than their bailiffs in the courtroom.
Well, and also the legislature, hey, when the legislature meets come January, let's defund these clowns.
I agree, 100%. And then that stuff we tried to do as a legislature. But you need to have your, we have checks and balances. You need to have your executive branch and your legislative branch both working in tandem and putting pressure on these judges. It's the same way being an athlete. If you have a ref that's calling every play and not letting people play, pretty soon the players will be like, you know what, we're just going to play right through this. And that will auto-correct and self-correct these judges in their liberal tangent they've been on.
Well, and I would add to that. I would add to that, too. There's still so many people that couldn't even tell you who the candidates for Montana Supreme Court are. The good candidates, you know, Wilson and Swanson. You know, they couldn't even tell you that. And we hear all these fake phony ads from John Tester. Are there any ads? Has anybody heard any ads promoting these Supreme Court candidates? Now, that requires money. That requires fundraising. So I'm not putting the blame all on them. But, hey, it's like, once again, it just seems like here we are. It's August 15th. Early voting starts very soon. And yet, it just seems like we're not taking these judicial races seriously here in Montana. Kendall Cotton, your thoughts?
Yes, I think Tanner's absolutely right. I mean, the executive and the legislature can act as referees to some extent. But in Montana, too, the other referee for the courts is the people. And the people need to vote. I agree with you, Aaron, that this election for Supreme Court, these two justice seats are so important. And people cannot forget them. In light of the Senate race and the presidential race, those are important, too. But we got to turn out to vote for good justices for the Supreme Court. That's how we're truly going to referee this court and rein them in.
Well, and I also get it. Like, they're not running to be Republicans on the Montana Supreme Court. But you have still got to go to Republican events to be seen. And I've been to a lot of events, and I'm not seeing these candidates. So I would encourage them to show up at these events. And look, the fake news media is going to attack you no matter what anyway. But don't buy into the enemy propaganda that well, if you get seen at these events, it's going to harm your campaigns. Not being seen, period, is what's and not being heard, period, is what's going to harm you at these events. You know, going on some. Anyway, I'll leave it there. 30 seconds before the break, what's another big topic you want to cover before we get to callers, Kendall?
Oh, gosh, you know what we should talk about is property taxes.
Yes, we should. Did you see the numbers out of Missoula?
I haven't seen those.
19%
increase.
And Democrats run Missoula. They run the city of Missoula. They run Missoula County. I think the county is raising taxes 3%. The city's raising taxes 16%. Almost 20% increase in taxes if you live in Missoula, which is yet another reminder. Yes, it is the local folks that are responsible for the bulk of your property tax hikes. And that's a point that Kendall's made before.
U.S. Kids presents, What Do You Expect When You're Expecting? A Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to the best of Montana Talks.
All right. Well, we had another guest that was supposed to be joining us right now, but she got double booked. And so that's all right. That's all right, because this gives us more time to chat with Kendall Cotton here from the Frontier Institute. Let's see. What did we say we were going to talk about next? See, that always
property
happens.
Taxes.
Property taxes. Oh, yeah. We've already got three callers on the phone lines. We'll get about 50 more now that the topic of property taxes comes up. Okay, let's talk about property taxes. But first, let me sneak on a caller so he doesn't have to wait too long. Goose and Anaconda, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Three things, Aaron. One, I hear there's a liberal here in Anaconda named Jared. I'm throwing out a challenge. I wouldn't mind a debate with him there in Anaconda anywhere, anytime.
Oh, he's a good guy. That's our Democrat friend, Jared. Obviously, there's more than one Jared in Anaconda, because there's a good Republican in Anaconda that named Jared, too. But, yeah, no, he's a nice guy. I don't know if he'll want to debate you. He's just a good old banjo-playing nice guy. But I'm sure he'd enjoy meeting you.
Yeah, I've heard about him, but I haven't heard him on the radio. But anyway, I would love to sit down and debate him or chat with him. Anywho, secondly, the Supreme Court decision, I can only think of one reason why they would be pushing this. And the P word comes to mind, or otherwise known as MAPS or child grooming. It's pretty sick what these Democrats are pushing in our schools, in our classrooms with the transgender, the sexual reassignment. It's just flat out evil. I don't know how anybody can vote for this stuff. Thirdly, taxes, what a lot of Democrats don't understand about taxes is they want to tax, 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 thinking that's going to build tax revenue. But when you actually cut taxes, then that makes business owners want to build their business, hire more people, and then they pay their taxes, which actually makes more taxes than just taxing everybody, because then business owners don't want to hire new employees because they've got to pay out their butt for taxes.
Exactly right.
Simple scenario.
Exactly right. By the way, your last phone call, I loved it how our listener from Eastern Montana took that audio clip, shared it online. The Goose and Anaconda rant from a week or two ago, that was absolutely stellar, and I know you saw it as well, so thanks for calling in. Let's see. Let's start with just quickly on this Supreme Court ruling on abortion regarding minors, and then we can talk in much more depth about property taxes. You know, he said the P word, which I'm assuming is pedophilia. David Noble caught this. David Noble's going to be filling in for me on the show tomorrow, by the way. NBC Montana, in their coverage of this Supreme Court ruling, saying that minor children do not have to have parental consent before getting an abortion, there was a line in there. I need to pull it up from the NBC Montana report, but there was a line in there about how these children have something like reproductive freedom. I need to find the exact words again here because that raises a very concerning issue. And like I was talking with Paul Musthaven, that's about more than just abortion now. That's about transgender body part removing procedures. I mean, they have opened Pandora's box for children to basically do anything or have anything done to them under this wacko ruling.
Yes, and this is consistent with the court's a structure that they've created of preferred rights and non-preferred rights. They have explicitly said that they're going to consider the right to abortion to be a fundamental right under our Constitution. And what that means in practice is that nearly any law that doesn't advance a very high threshold of meeting a compelling state interest that restricts abortion, any law that it doesn't meet that high threshold will be struck down. And so that's the justification that they used for this court case. They said that you can't even require that minors get consent from their parents.
Here's the line. I just pulled it up. This is from Justice Lori McKinnon's ruling here. And I remember hearing Lori McKinnon speak to the Pachyderm Club in Kalispell several years ago when she was running for election. And she never said anything that sounded like this, by the way. So another one of these people that will campaign saying one thing and then do something else while in office. Lori McKinnon, this is the line from her decision, according to NBC Montana. We conclude that minors, like adults, have a fundamental right to privacy. Here's the key part, which includes procreative autonomy. Children have procreative autonomy. So if a child says that they want to get impregnated by a 55-year-old man, do they have the right to procreative autonomy? Look at what she just opened up the door for. That's what I mean. I'm no lawyer, but David Noble, that caught his eye.
Oh, absolutely. No, and like I said, I mean, this is consistent with how they have treated these sorts of instances, not just abortion, but other areas too. Environmental rights. I mean, they go as far as you can go with this idea of there are fundamental rights that the legislature can't touch, and then there are non-preferred rights, which everything's game. Everything's okay.
Yeah, even, like, fundamental rights that are actually spelled out in the Constitution, like gun rights and free speech. Nah, you don't really have the gun rights. Nah, you don't really have the free speech rights. But abortion, which isn't even actually included in the Constitution. Oh, yeah, you've got the whatever you want, kids.
To Tanner's point earlier, this is why we have separation of powers. The courts should not be making policy when you have this ambiguous, really tough political questions about, you know, when should consent be required and things like that. That's for our people's representatives to decide in the legislature. That's not for the court to decide.
Property taxes. I see the governor's property tax task force is going to be hosting a public presentation here very soon. I'm very interested in it today. Okay, great. Yeah. And the governor will be in studio tomorrow with David. We've got to fundamentally scrap our property tax system. We should not be taxing people based off of the value of our homes. The governor and the legislature did not raise anybody's property taxes. The system has been raising people's property taxes for decades here in Montana. We've seen it for decades. Thankfully, though, I think today is the first day that we can now apply for our property tax rebates. So thanks to the Republican supermajority in the legislature and Governor Gianforte, I'll be able to get a property tax rebate once again this year that more than makes up for the property tax hike that the city of Billings in Yellowstone County gave me.
$675, I think. Yeah.
So that's great. Now, I don't know, Ryan Bussey, the Democrat candidate for governor, he's got a very, very expensive over $1 million pad there in the Flathead. So I don't know. I think even he did okay on taxes because he's got Republican county commissioners up there.
Well,
so.
I don't think we know because I don't think he's released his tax returns. I
he
think
has not. To. What is he hiding? Yeah. But on property taxes, what's your message?
Well, look, I agree with you, Aaron. I mean, fundamentally, I think that property taxes are some of the most unfair tax systems you could possibly have. And in an ideal world, I think we should abolish property taxes, personally, because, you know, it fundamentally what it means
we
is that
should or should not.
We should. Because what it means is that we're renting from the government forever. We don't actually own our property. If you fail to pay your property taxes, the government can come in and take your home. That means you're just renting from the government. And so that's really unfair and I think anti-American. We should try and figure out how we can get rid of these. But in absence of that, that's not politically possible right now. We probably have to change our constitution. So I think that they're going to be talking about a lot of proposals to reduce property taxes. But for us, like you said, it all comes back to government spending. How do we get these local governments in control? Missoula has no excuse this year. The state's not doing any new valuations. So these tax increases that they're proposing, that's all them to fund their budget.
And look, I get it. You know, part of the big tax hike for the city of Missoula is the voters voted for a levy to fund firefighters. We love our firefighters. We all want firefighting services. But the point Sandy Basica made yesterday is there are places they can cut the budget of the city of Missoula from and a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff. That money could go to the firefighters. Instead, they just want to raise your taxes to give more money to the firefighters time and time again. Let's go to Scott in Billings. Scott, thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. Kendall, thanks for a great program as always. Just had a follow-up question. Thanks for bringing that ednavigatemt.com up this morning, Kendall. Just wondered how people could get more information from Frontier in terms of education, property rights, the city and county tax information you put together. You've got a weekly newsletter. I just wondered if you could make that available to people so they could find out how to get more information and learn more about Frontier, how to donate, and et cetera. I wonder if you could give people that information on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. That's great. Sure. Thanks, Scott. And, you're absolutely right. If folks can go to frontierinstitute.org. We have a sign-up form for our weekly newsletter. It comes out every Thursday via email. We won't spam your inbox, but it's called Frontier Weekly, and that is a great place to stay up to date on property taxes, education, the courts, you know, property rights, everything that's going on in the policy world in the legislature in Montana. So sign up for it. I encourage you to sign up for that weekly newsletter. And then you can also donate right there on our website.
And I recognize Scott's voice. He is the one who encouraged me to sign up for the Unleash Prosperity hotline from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, which is, I mean, you guys hear me quote it all the time. It's an incredible newsletter. So if that Scott in Billings is telling you to sign up for the Frontier Institute newsletter, you better do it. All right, quick break. We better do it. And then we'll get to Dan and Helena on the phone lines next up right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You've got the deep state. That would be, in this case, the FBI. 51 former intel officials that knew absolutely nothing about Hunter Biden's laptop, organized by Wink and Tony Blinken, to go out and lie to all of the American people in the critical weeks before the 2020 election in what would have likely had a dramatic, profound impact on the outcome of that election. And they interfered in it because they had been pre-bunking what was a story they knew to be authentic and true. What does that say about this country? We don't have liberty. We don't have freedom of speech. We have government censorship. This is the stuff of banana republics, for crying out loud. This is not a free country.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, at Blinds.com, they have their Labor Day mega sale. It is here, Blinds.com. Now at Blinds.com, they make upgrading your home simple, easy, affordable, and there's no better time to score some of the best deals of the season. Now, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, they have award-winning design experts. They'll give you free virtual consultations on your schedule. They can even send samples right to your door. Now, you can do the measuring and installation yourself or let Blinds.com handle all of it. They install unlimited window treatments for one low, low cost. And at Blinds.com, they have covered over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. You'll make upgrading your window treatments non-labor intensive with Blinds.com and their Labor Day mega sale happening right now. For a limited time, save up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Plus, score premium doorbusters up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a quick few minutes left here this hour of the show, and then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have the phone lines open for anything and everything you want to talk about, including the big news of the day. Next up on the phone lines, Dan and Helena. Dan, great to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to give you and your audience an update that today is actually a pretty big day. Politically and for fundraising for candidates for across Montana, but particularly for the Supreme Court. Midnight tonight is one of the final deadlines for fundraising and leading into the busy season this fall. And I think a bang your dollar goes further in the Supreme Court races than probably any other race in Montana this fall. And just wanted to give people a heads up that you can go to WilsonForJustice.com or SwansonForJustice.com. To donate to either Corey Swanson or Dan Wilson for their campaigns. So that's WilsonForJustice.com or SwansonForJustice.com. Anyway, they could really use the support as they get out in the next couple months. As we know from yesterday's decision, these are very important, and they're great candidates, and your dollar will go far supporting them.
That's so, right. And every dollar counts. If you can only give $5, you can give $5. It goes a long way. But I know there's some folks with some deep pockets out there. What's the max contribution people can make to each of those campaigns, especially as a couple? And then I would encourage people to find out if there's any third-party ads where you can give an even bigger amount. Dan, what's the max contribution? Do you have that offhand?
Yeah, the max contribution is $790. That's been increased from last go-around. And if you gave in the primary, you can give that full amount in the general. You can still give $790. The opponents in those races have been raising max checks from East Coast, West Coast donors. It's wild to see what they've raised from out of state, whereas these candidates, Wilson and Swanson, are raising from in-state. But it's tough to keep up with the trial lawyers and those in that other camp. So they could really use your support up to $790. Big deadline here, midnight tonight.
Great point. You know, at the end of the day, if people are out there like, why aren't we hearing from these guys? Well, donate to their campaigns so you can hear, not just so you can hear, but so other folks across Montana can hear from them as well. All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Kendall Cotton, your thoughts, anything you wanted to add?
I think that just underscores how important this race is. I mean, I don't think people realize how important this particular election is for the Supreme Court, because you have two justice seats up for election. You also have the chief justice seat, and the chief justice position, I mean, that's a position that controls the administration of the court, appoints the bureaucrats, the schedule of the court. So that's a pretty powerful position. And this election could really swing the balance of the court if there are good, solid constitutional conservative types that get in there.
Well, I think what this left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court wants to do is, through judicial fiat, they want to force these Tim Walz Minnesota-style policies on Montana. They want to blockade everything coming out of the We the People legislature and from the governor, and they want to enforce these Minnesota, San Francisco, Kamala Walz-style policies on Montana, and it's going to be painful. Speaking of pain, I know there's some of you out there, you know, you're wanting to take advantage of the couple weeks left of the summer break here and get out there and do some hiking or, you know, get out on the water, but you've got that arthritic pain that can just be awful, bone on bone, constant pain. It robs you of so much of the stuff that you really love to do, especially in the summertime. And I get it. You don't want to get surgery if you don't have to. You're trying to dodge those painkiller drugs. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They use cutting-edge treatments that use your own body's healing properties to heal you up, get you moving again without the pain. And you can call them right now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. Kendall Cotton, thanks so much for being with us here this morning. And about 20 seconds to go. Maybe you want to direct people to your website or anything else.
Sure. Yep. I came on here to promote our new project, ednavigatemt.com. Parents, education entrepreneurs, please go there to learn about the education options in Montana.
All right. There is so much ground that we still have not covered. Thankfully, we got another hour yet to go here, and phone lines will be open for you in a few minutes.